Edwin, the one thing that this taught me was that if I would have hired a mentor, I would not be in this situation right now. But then I also told him, I was like, not only would you have learned that, mean you would also have gained the opportunity to maybe have a bigger deal, get the network that your mentor has to help you create more opportunities. So people don't look at investing into a mentor, that you're investing into a network.
Well, hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Unlock Show. I'm your host, Tracy Wilson. I've got a real treat for you guys today. If you've ever thought about creating your own business, you've probably thought about, gosh, I've got to create one business and create one stream of income. Well, my very special guest today is here to talk to us about how we go about creating multiple streams of income, but not only multiple streams of income, how you can actually do that and live the very best life you possibly can, live a fulfilled life that really fills your bucket to enable you to do all the things that you want to do. My very special guest, Edwin Carry On, is here today, and he's come all the way originally from Ecuador, now in the United States of America in the beautiful Florida region, and he's here this morning to talk to us about this particular topic: how do we create multiple streams of income? So thanks very much for being here, Edwin. It's fantastic to have you here as a guest on The Unlock Show.
Tracy, good morning, and to everyone listening, how many of you want to create financial freedom? So if the answer is me, listen up, because I'm going to be dropping some amazing knowledge so you could get on your way to financial freedom and living life to the fullest.
Awesome. Look, I know that lots of people are sitting out there right now going, oh my God, Edwin, yes, you know, tell me, how do you do this? So I, you know, going back in time, I know that you had, you know, your upbringing, and you made a real big change at the age of 12. Do you want to tell everybody about that and a little bit about your background and your story?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. And my background, I was born in Quito, Ecuador, raised by a single mother. So I was raised by one parent, and she became a mother and my father, the only role model that I have in my life. Come from a very, very humble home, meaning that we were very poor growing up. And at the age of 12 years old, I had the amazing opportunity of coming to the United States and changing my life, opening up my mind and opening up my eyes to abundance, to a lot of abundance. 19 years old, I went into the Marines, so I'm a United States Marines as well. And when I left the Marine Corps, I became a real estate developer. And that's how I started my entrepreneurship career.
I mean, gosh, what an amazing woman. So your mom, you know, thinking, God, I'm going to take my son and my children out of Ecuador and find them a better life, find them a better way of life, and moving to the United States. And, you know, me being from Australia, or originally from New Zealand, you know, you always look at America as being the land of opportunity. And obviously that's what, you know, mum saw that too. And she thought, well, I'm going to take my children here and give them an opportunity for a better life. And you've grabbed that with both hands and really run with it. So after the Marine Corps, then stepping into the world of real estate. I mean, what a great industry to jump into, because, you know, there you obviously learn a lot about investing, and there are a lot of people within that industry who are real go-getters and are really looking to improve their financial situation. So tell us a little bit about what you learned from the early stages of life in, you know, going from the Marine Corps then into the field of real estate.
So one of the things that I learned, and to me, it has been always stuck with me for all my life, was those values that were instilled in me in the military, in the Marine Corps, which is honor, courage, commitment, which those are the values that I live my life with. But at the same time, one of the values that I can instill as a very young age, it's having the faith, having the God, knowing that God is number one in my life. And nowadays, I call myself a God-made millionaire. And for the reason I call myself the God-made millionaire is because I'm rich in all aspects of my life, and financially, relationship-wise, family-wise, and I have that abundance that only, you know, my faith, my God can give me to me, respecting everybody's religion. I think the one thing that we all need to have is that the faith that we can have everything that we want in our lives. So leaving the Marine Corps, having that that structure, that positive attitude, that nothing could take me down, being a military guy, coming out into the real world and trying to defend and fend for myself, being on my own, I stumbled upon real estate development. Once again, thank you to my mother for that, that she told me, become a real estate developer. And it was a learning process. It was a learning process. And the first thing that I did, I started buying land, building houses, and I grew really fast. Within a few short years, I went from negative $100,000 to having a company worth over $20 million in assets. But I lost everything and I went bankrupt. And one of the biggest lessons there when I went bankrupt is you hear a lot of people saying, I'm a self-made millionaire. And I used to call myself that, self-made, because I was thinking that everything that I attained, everything that I did was on my own. And it wasn't true, because I didn't get to that point on my own. I had a lot of people help me out along the way. And again, I walked away from my faith. I wasn't giving God the relationship that I had before. And when I lost everything, I realized that I need to become humble again. And that's when I changed my title to a God-made millionaire. And I got close to my faith, to my relationship with God. And I said, you know what? I need to figure out how to do this again. And sure enough, within 2 years, I became a millionaire again, and I was living life to the fullest. And that's why I preach to everyone. And my ultimate goal is to bring to the world is, number one, to live life to the fullest, because we only have one life. But number two, that if we have our faith and we stick to that faith very, very strong, we could have all the desires of our heart.
You're not wrong there. You know, especially over this last few years, life is far too short, and you're dead right. We only have one life. So, you know, we best make the most of it. Interesting, you know, I mean, like I said, what an amazing woman your mum has been in terms of being that role model and actually giving you the advice and the guidance to get you on the track and the pathway that you're in now. And then having those really humbling experiences, right? Because you know, life does have those moments where it likes to just bring you back to earth, so to speak, for a while and say, look, you know, you need to be just brought back a peg or two and maybe realigned in a way that is going to enable you to move forward, but at a much faster pace. So going from, you know, real estate development and really building that business up and growing it to, you know, to a huge size, like $20 million in a really short space of time, to then be like, bam, now I'm hit with bankruptcy. Now, talk me through that, because I know a lot of people, as they're listening to shows like this and they're like, gosh, how do I do that? Multiple streams of income. I'm just flat out trying to do one. I'm almost frightened and I'm scared to really commit fully to this because I'm frightened that I might go bankrupt or things mightn't go the right way. What did you do to turn yourself around when you were, you know, down in the dumps and things weren't going the way that they should and you're faced with bankruptcy? How did you turn that around?
They turn around by switching my mindset, which it was that's one of the hardest things to do, which is realizing, stop being on the pity mode. I needed to change my life story. I needed to change my story and stop being the poor me. I'm a loser because I went bankrupt. Oh, poor me. I didn't do a good job. Oh, poor me. I lost everything. I can't do it again. No, I had to switch that. And I said, what is the next opportunity? What is it that I need to do now to get back on the top, because I know how to get there. I learned how to get there on the prior business before I went bankrupt, and I know what mistakes I did. So I told myself, okay, I know how to get to the top. I know the mistakes that I made. If I learn from those and I don't repeat the same mistakes again, in no time I could become successful. And sure enough, an opportunity came my way when I was open to receiving those opportunities, because nothing came my way for the 6 months that I was feeling pity for myself and feeling sorry for myself and telling myself that I was the worst person, that I was a loser, that I was this, that I was that. Nothing came my way. But the moment that I changed and I said, you know what, it's time to move up. It's time to get up, wipe myself off and move forward. The moment that I did that, opportunities started coming to me. And the opportunity that came at that moment was the gold buying opportunity. So when the gold buying opportunity came to me, I'm like, wow, this is a great business model. I love the way it stands. I love that it's a win-win-win. It's not just me making money, but it's me helping people out, me helping the environment out, me taking care of everybody. And at the same time, I'm becoming financially free again. I'm like, let me jump on this opportunity because this is the next big thing. And I sure enough, during a recession in 2008, when everyone was hurting, I became a millionaire one more time in less than 2 years. I was working 5 hours per week. And I repeat that again, 5 hours per week. And I was running a multi-million dollar company and I was living life to the fullest. I stopped making the same mistakes that I did before. And I realized how I needed to live my life.
Really, I mean, there's so many lessons within that lesson that you had, right? In terms of like our mindset. And often we don't realize that when we're in that kind of spiral of, gosh, poor me, things are not going right, nothing goes right, we are starting to write the story and creating a blueprint for our life. And therefore, you continue to repeat that that blueprint and that story. And what you did was that, right, I need to put a stop to this. I need to rewrite and recreate what my future is going to look like. And as soon as you do that mindset shift, and what I would say to everybody, if you're in one of those moments where you're feeling not so great, think about who do I need to be? What do I actually want in my life? And start writing that story, that new story, recreate the story for yourself of what your life is going to look like, what it looks like from this moment forward, and then just start living by that. And then another fundamental thing that I think you've spoken about here is being open to receiving. And often, again, you know, when you're closed off and you're saying all these things, particularly if you're saying them out loud, things are not going well, you know, I can't do this, all of that sort of stuff, often that just closes the door and it says to, you know, the universe, God, whatever, you know, yourself, whatever you want to sort of believe in, you're saying, I don't want any more. I don't want to receive anything further. I don't need any more. Where you've changed that mindset and you've said, now I'm open to receiving, I open that door. And now I'm consciously looking for opportunities, right? And those opportunities started, you know, coming in and flying in your way. And that then led you to having an opportunity to go into that, the gold field. So now we've got two businesses or at this point, if we moved on from kind of real estate developing, or now we're doing these two things at the same time.
Right. No. So at that time, I put real estate development on pause because I went bankrupt and I was doing construction work for other people. So I put that company on the side. I had somebody else run that company and I focus into the gold buying business. I focus into growing that business, into putting the processes and the systems into place in order for me to be able to work those 5 hours or those 5 hours at the most per week that I was working at that time. So once I did that, that's the moment that I said to myself, okay, I need to figure out and I need to have an additional source of income. So I went back into doing what I love to do, which is real estate development.
Now we're starting to see a bit of a pattern and we're seeing that, okay, I'm open to opportunities. I'm seeing these opportunities come up. You take those opportunities. Yes. Now, one would be asking, so you're taking on all of these opportunities. Some people might be fearful that, gosh, how the heck do you manage all of that? Now you've got, you know, multiple things that you have to focus on. And it sounds as though within that, you've got some system in there that enables you to grow it to a point and then release yourself from some responsibility so that you can move on to something else. Let's talk about how you go about doing that, because I think that's a really, really important aspect.
Yes. One of the biggest things is creating an EOS, and that's called an entrepreneur operating system, meaning that you have to figure out how can your business survive and work without you being there. And how can I work on my business and I work in my business? So the moment that you figure out and you delegate, you put the right people into the right places, then you're able to take a step back and you become a consultant to your company, because the last thing that you want to do is you want to be there running the day in and day out, because then you don't have the balance and you don't have the opportunity to seek out or continue the growth of your company, because you're stuck on the grind every single day. So the first thing that we have to do is figure out what systems do we need to place in our company? What processes do we need to institute? And do we have the right people in place so like that we're able to step back and look at our business as an outsider and see where do we need to implement different things to continue the growth of the business? And we become a consultant to our company.
Fantastic. I mean, that piece of advice there is going to expedite people's success, right? It will really speed up the success that they can have, because freeing yourself up from, you know, going in, building something up, then freeing yourself up to move on to the next thing and so on and so forth. And before long, you've then created this multiple streams of income. Now, I know you. This is one thing that, you know, a lot of people, again, are fearful of, or that holds them back. And I know you've experienced this too with some people that you've either come across or you've mentored. And that is this notion that the more I grow, the more successful I become, I have to let something else go. My family is going to suffer. My friends, I'm not going to have time to see my friends. And we end up with this real unbalance. How do you, is that something that you hear from people? And if so, what advice do you give them to help them overcome that fear?
Yeah, I hear that every single day, and I see it every single day. And the reason I see that, and it happened to me personally with my first business, when I went bankrupt, I walked away from my faith, meaning that I didn't have the relationship that I had with God. I walked away from my health. I walked away from me taking care of myself, being healthy, being physically active. I walked away from my family because I was focused and concerned into becoming this millionaire guy, this self-made millionaire. So it happened to me personally, just like it happens to probably, I could say, 95% of entrepreneurs or new entrepreneurs, because all they're focused about is growing the business, making the business growth. And they forget that they have a family. They forget that they have kids. They forget that they have a life. They forget about the one most important thing, which is themselves. And the moment that we forget about all of that, then we become unhappy because that doesn't work out. So the moment, and let's put an example here, you know, when someone is married, and if I focus all my attention into my business and I stop focusing on my wife, my relationship is going to go bad. So I'm going to have problems at home. So when I have those problems at home, those problems are not going to let me concentrate in my business. Therefore, you cannot continue succeeding in your business. And now you're stuck more time in your business because you think your business deserves more time. And what you're doing is compensating one thing for the other. Mm. So we have to make sure that we create that balance in our lives. And we have those non-negotiables that I call it. And the balance has to be, this is my family and I need to take care of them. This is myself and I need to have time for myself. And this is my business that I need to have that time for my business. And once we put that ceiling and we stick to that and we become obsessed with, meaning that at 5 o'clock, I'm going to walk out my door and I'm going to put my work to the end of the day so I could come back and spend time with my family and be present with them. We have to do that. It's hard to do it as entrepreneurs. But once we start really putting those boundaries into place and respecting those boundaries, things start to come alive and you see the balance little by little start to come into life.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great piece. You know, that story gives people a great piece of advice, particularly if you're starting out in entrepreneurship, is just to really think about how will I make sure that I'm able to give and be present and focus my time where it needs to be focused. When I'm with my family, it's with my family. When I'm at my business, it's with my business. When I'm with my friends, it's with my friends. You know, and making sure that we do that, because like you've said, you know, you see 90% of entrepreneurs suffer from this particular problem at some time in their life. And I've seen it time and time again. And it can be quite a sad situation when you're seeing, you know, particularly a beautiful couple whom were fantastic together before they dove into entrepreneurship. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, they're separating. And that's a really sad situation. And your whole philosophy is around making sure that you live life to the fullest, that you have a great life, not just in terms of I've got loads of money in my bank account, that you've got loads of money in every bank when it comes to the love bank, the family bank, the friends bank. Like it's all of those, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's where I mean, live life to the fullest. You know, what is the best life that you could live? Can you accomplish all your childhood dreams? Because when we get so focused into the money, we forget about the childhood dreams. When we get so focused into the family, then we forget about that we have a company that needs to grow. So it has to be a balance across all of them. And then when you have the balance and you set those boundaries across everything, then everything starts to flourish. Why? Because everything starts within. When you start taking care of yourself first and you start focusing on yourself and your happiness, when you're happy, you bring that energy to everyone, and that energy helps you grow in all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, it becomes contagious, right? And it seeps out into other areas of one's life. Yes. So I want to talk about this. So, you know, for someone who might be sitting here, whose business might be struggling right now, and they're not feeling very good about themselves, what can they do? Because I know you coach and you mentor, and, you know, in a few weeks' time, you're actually heading over to London, right, to do a on stage speaking about this particular topic. So
we're going to be going to an event, it's called Never Work Again, where we teach people about passive income opportunities and how they could live a fulfilled life and how are they able to continue growing their wealth by having multiple sources of income.
So if you were to pick like maybe two or three things out of, you know, what you talk about, what would be the key things that you would want to share with this audience? So they're not going to, you know, some of them might be in London and they might go, wow, I want to go to that. I want to go to that event. But for those that can't, give me two things that you think are like so, you know, drop the mic kind of stuff that are so important for helping people in the context of never work again.
Right. So the first one is hire a mentor. A lot of people don't see the value in the mentor. So they always invest in other things. They invest into systems in their business. They invest into buying better clothes. They invest into everything else. But the one thing that people do not like to invest in is in themselves, meaning hiring a mentor that is going to cut the learning curve in half and is going to help them avoid and those pitfalls and all those mistakes that are going to make along the way. I just had a call with a young man today on the real estate side, and the reason he called me was because he needs to offload a property that he's losing a lot of money on. And he told me, he's like, Edwin, the one thing that this taught me was that if I would have hired a mentor, I would not be in this situation right now. But then I also told him, I was like, not only would you have learned that, mean you would also have gained the opportunity to maybe have a bigger deal or get the network that your mentor has to help you create more opportunities. So people don't look at investing into a mentor, that you're investing into a network. And again, it goes back into what I'm talking about right now. My mentor, the reason I'm going to speak in the UK, it is because of my mentor. My mentor put me with the network of people that I was able to get connected with in order to go speak over there. And one of these amazing stages that very few people get to be on. So meaning that if I didn't have my mentor, this dream of me speaking in the UK in front of the people that I'm going to be speaking on will take maybe 10 years for me to achieve if I will do it on my own. But because of my mentor, I was able to achieve it in less than 6 months. So that is the huge difference between having a mentor and try to do it on your own. Can we do it on our own? Of course we can. We're able to do anything we want in our lives. But if we have the right person, the person that believes in us, the person that has our best benefit for us, they're going to take us to the top faster, and we're going to get to the top with them. And then along, we're going to enjoy the ride with them as well.
Mm. So, so true. And like you say, a lot of people overlook that. We invest in a whole lot of other things. And the one thing we should invest in is actually mentorship and finding that person who's been there, done that, that can give you the steps and fast track your success. So like you say, again, one of the things that get overlooked when bringing on working with a mentor is realizing the amount of network that they have and how many doors can be opened by you simply being in their vicinity. When they know you, this guy will have, your mentor will have, now I know you, I know Edwin, I know what he's capable of. He's my man. I can put him on a stage. And he's confident enough to put you on there and give you the opportunity to speak to thousands and thousands of people. Yeah. Absolutely, couldn't agree more with you. What's another thing that you think is super important?
So the second thing that is extremely important, especially right now, we're talking about today, October 2022. We're in a recession. We're headed into a huge recession. The world is going to change within the next 12 to 18 to 24 months. And everyone knows it because everyone is speaking about it. And it's coming, right? So we all know this. So what do we have to do as business owners right now, as of today? We have to make sure that our business is recession-proof. And if our business is not recession-proof, what we need to do is we need to find a business that could help us grow our wealth during a recession. Mm-hmm. What is the kind of business that could help me grow during a recession, just like the gold business did to me? Or how do I make my business recession-proof? What do I need to do if we go into recession? So we have to start thinking about it, start being two steps ahead, because everybody's worried about what's happening today. But if we position our business on a way that is recession-proof, the moment the recession hits, we're able to take leaps and bounds and grow tremendously. Because I learned this from my wife, and I'm telling you, women are extremely smart. And right now, this moment, I'm going to be speaking to the men. So we know if we have a partner, if we are married, when we get home, they're always shopping. And we look at them, I'm like, you went shopping again? And they're like, but it was on sale. And they always give us the same excuse, that it was always on sale. 20% off, 10% off, 15% off, 30% off. That's what happens when we go into recession. Everything becomes on sale. So meaning that we have to take advantage and we have to learn from our significant other that when everything goes on sale, let's go out and buy everything that we can and take advantage of that opportunity that is coming around.
Yeah. So you're looking for, you know, what are the things that are good opportunities within that recession, you know, that time of recession. And I want to just remind everybody, some of you may remember, but there's this book. Vicky Helm and myself wrote this book, and it is a best-selling book. Came out in February 2021, and in it we talk about the ABCs of business, and it's to Edwin's point. So if you want to learn more about that, I would encourage you to go to Amazon and get yourself a copy of that book. And in particular, go to the chapter that talks about the ABCs of business, because we talk through exactly what Edwin's talking about here now. How do you find the kinds of businesses that are going to survive even through a recession? So in your experience, Edwin, you know, because you've been through back in 2008, you know, that property market, I mean, that took a huge hit, particularly in America, hence the reason, you know, the bankruptcy and what have you, and you clearly were not alone in that situation. Now, when you look back at that and you look at the opportunities or the recession that is like just around the corner for us, where do you see the biggest opportunities? Like, if people are out there looking now, where would you say, just go over there and you know, open your eyes and look over in that corner? Yeah. I mean, where would you recommend?
Yeah, one of the biggest ones that I'm focused on right now, and that's what I just, I put my course back out again, which is teaching people how to buy gold, teaching people how to make money, because I made millions during a recession. And during these times that have not been a recession, I'm also making a lot of passive income. I'm also increasing my wealth little by little, having that piggy bank and getting ready for that recession. So the good thing is with the gold business, you make money when there's a recession because you have everybody selling you gold, right? Because they need money, they're hurting. So you take advantage. So that's why I love that, because it's a win-win-win. You help people out by giving them money, you make money, and we help the environment. But once we're in a good recession, you're able to accumulate. So when the recession hits, you're able to offload that and triple or quadruple your wealth because of everything that you have accumulated during the good times. So to me, one of the best businesses, and it has been around for over 100 years, mm-hmm. the gold business. And I was very fortunate enough to have stumbled upon that during the time when I was bankrupt. So I took out that course recently on that. The other top
I'm just going to say, well, the good thing about that is that to me, and, you know, not knowing a lot about that particular business, but, you know, buying up the gold, like you were saying, it's only 5 hours a week. So it's not going to take a whole lot of time. And it's something that you could do on top of the business that you already have, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And when I said 5 hours a week, I was working 5 hours a week managing 14 stores throughout the United States. When you have one store, you're doing that as your side hustle. Maybe only you need 1 or 2 hours per week to do it.
Yeah, wow. And so you're talking about all types of gold, yes? So people, when they're wanting to, you know, in a recession, I need some quick cash. I need to convert whatever gold I've got into cash. I'm going to go and convert that with somebody like you. And all of a sudden, you've got that gold, you bank it. And then when the time comes, you're able to offload that at a much higher rate.
Right. It goes, and it's not, when we talk about gold, it's not only gold, but it's talk about all precious metals, gold, silver, platinum. Then we get into the real good commodity, which is diamonds. And then we talk about watches and all those amazing things. And just to give everyone an idea here, like if this is a live show, I never thought I would be wearing a $200,000 watch in my life. The reason I'm wearing it is because through the gold business, I was able to take advantage of this, and I was able to buy the watch for half the price. So it becomes an asset.
And I think that's a really that's the key thing. You hit that word asset, right? So it's thinking about what things can I purchase to create to build my asset base. So that when the time comes, if I need to, I can convert that back into cash when and if required.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So you're talking in terms of like this, these income streams is not only being, you know, cash income, but also at the same time, you're building up your asset base. So you're not only becoming a millionaire in the cash world, you're also building up assets that also contribute to your balance sheet, right?
Right. You're creating what is called the wealth creation. So you start doing everything that is wealth creation. And when we start thinking differently, when we start thinking about having money to having wealth, that's a huge transition right there, because now we're not focused on the money anymore. Now we're focused on the wealth that we want to create. And then eventually, once you start focusing on the wealth, you start focusing on the generational wealth. You know, what is the what I'm going to leave to my kids? So you start focusing on the generational wealth, and then a lot of opportunities start coming your way. And then those opportunities, you start realizing that no, I'm not going to take every single opportunity comes my way, but I'm going to take the opportunities that are the safe bets, meaning opportunities that have been around for 50, 100 years that people continue doing. Because yes, there's a lot of new fads coming out. And there's a lot of things like cryptocurrency that comes in and out that, yes, you could become rich from one day to the next, or you could become, or you just go belly up from the, you know, from one day to the next, because those are fads that come around. And when you start thinking back into real type of businesses, businesses that have been around for centuries, then those are the ones that you really want to look at. And when they're coming out, because they're always going style and out of style, just like clothes. There are certain type of clothes and that comes in style and then goes out of style. The same thing is with business. There are some businesses that come in style, they go out of style, and then they come right back. So you have to be ready for those moments that when they come back, you're one of the first ones in the line to start that. Because if you get into the game too late, then you end up at the top, and it happens to every single one. You end up losing big always.
Yeah, you've entered the market too late. It's already, in marketing terms, become a bloody ocean. You know, you want to get there when it's a nice blue ocean. So there's plenty, the plenty for you. So, I mean, I love this whole concept. And one of the things that I want to touch on before we wrap up today's show is this concept of shifting our mindset from being money focused to being wealth focused. So can you explain to everybody what you mean by that, and how does someone do that?
Well, focus. So instead of focusing on the money, and again, I was talking about what I used to focus on before, right? I used to focus on the money. I want to become a millionaire. I want to have $10 million. I want to have $5 million. I want to have $100 million. Instead of focusing on that, focus on the wealth that you want to have. So meaning focusing on the wealth that you want to have, the house that you want to have. What kind of house do you want? What kind of car do you want? How do you want your life to be? How do you want to have your family like? What kind of vacations do you want to take? And that's what I'm talking about, the wealth in your life, because that is the true wealth, because the money is not going to give you the happiness. It's going to help you with the memories and the experiences that you're going to have of the life that you want. But if you focus on the money, you're not going to have the life that you want. But if you focus on the life that you want, you're going to have all the money that you need to have the life that you want.
So in terms of that, one of the things that I think is really worthwhile for people to do, and again, this is something that most just don't take the time to do, is to actually sit down and really think about and even write down, whether it's in a journal or in a just a piece of paper, you know, what do I want my life to be? When I'm thinking about health, wealth, relationships, all of those three things, right, what picture do I actually want to paint? How do I want to go about building the life of my dreams? And what does that actually look like? What does that mean? And once you understand or you have clarity around what it is that you want, then it's going to make it a heck of a lot easier for you to be able to go and start doing and behaving the way that you need to behave to accumulate those things, right?
That is correct. And on top of that, I love when I do seminars and when I teach, when I do public speaking, because I always ask everyone, do you have a dream? And everybody raises their hand. So actually, let me ask to everyone listening today, raise your hand if you have a huge dream. And if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, raise your hand and keep your hand up. And I only want you to put your hand down if you have a business plan or a vision board. And what ends up happening is 90% of the room keeps their hand in the air because nobody has a vision board or a business plan, meaning that they have no idea where they want to take their life or their business. And that's why I created my book, 7 Secrets to a Successful Life and Business, where it teaches people how to have a successful life and business.
Awesome. So, seeing as we're talking about a book, where can they get that? Edwin, where's the best place for, if you want a copy of the 7 Secrets to a Fulfilled Life and Business, where do they go?
All they have to do is go to my website, edwincarrion.com, and you get the book for free. So as of today, you still get it for free. There is no price. There is no cost. The only thing that I ask in return is for you to leave me a review once you read it. And if it impacted in any way your life, all I ask for you to send me a little testimonial.
Beautiful. I'm just going to pop that, guys, at the bottom of the screen so that it's right there and easy for you to find. And there you go. So that's the book that you're looking for, 9 Secrets for a Successful Life and Business by Edwin Carrion. And you want to make sure that you head on over there. He's offered it to you guys for free. Go and download a copy of that, read it, and start implementing, because as we know, nothing in life changes unless we take action. So I want to make sure that, you know, when you're listening to these shows, if we give you some value bomb and we say, you know, go away and give, you know, do this, implement this, go away and implement it. And that starts today with you just sitting down, take some time right now to think about what do you want your life to look like. And like Edwin said, if it means grabbing a piece of paper and some images from a magazine and creating yourself a vision board, do that. I can attest to the fact that absolutely it works. It's a profound thing. I'll talk about that in another podcast about how I did that and how it worked for me within a very, very short. Me too. It absolutely works. And the other is business plans. You guys have heard me harping on in other shows how important it is to actually have a business plan and to create your North Star. Where am I going and what do I want? And then doing that same thing for your life. Like create a plan for your life. What do you want that to look like? So I think there's been some amazing stuff that we've spoken about today. You know, Edwin's given you some opportunities, looking for those opportunities. We are headed into a recession. Everybody knows it. It's coming. It's just a matter of time, right? So prepare ourselves now. You're better to prepare than to be in the thick of it and be scrambling. So Edwin's given you some examples today of some things that you can do. And if you want to think about, well, how do I diversify? And maybe gold is the sort of thing for me. Then, of course, get in touch with Edwin. And I'm sure that he would be more than happy to give you some tips or some advice or even mentor you if that's something that you want to do. And then if you're in London, of course, you can, I think if I've got the dates right, Edwin, it's the November the 17th to the 20th.
Yes, you can, again, it's a private booked event, so no.
Right. Well, there you go. You got to get in this inner circle to be able to go to those events. So there you go. If you thought, gosh, I wanted to go to that Never Work Again event, you're not going to be able to unless you're in Edwin's circle. So if you want to go next year, best you get in touch with them and have a bit of a chat and go from there. Other than that, I want to say thank you very much to everybody. This has been a really, I'm going to say, an inspirational and educational show from somebody who has really, you know, worked their way up through the trenches and what he calls the, you know, God-made millionaire. And I want to say thank you very, very much for sharing your wisdom and your expertise with our viewers today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Tracy. I really appreciate it. It was a great time. And to everyone listening out there, if you don't know where you're going, you will eventually get there.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I want to say thank you very much for joining me today. I'll be back with another episode of The Unlock Show with another amazing guest on Wednesday and a solo show from me on Fridays, Fridays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Brisbane time. We'll see you then. And as I always leave the show, we always say, go and live your life unlocked because there is just no other way. All right, guys, thanks very much and bye for now.